its way to the Seventh Stage concert. Hola. Hola.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. And obviously, we are not in Washington, D.C. in the studio anymore.
No, we are sitting in Central Park, just outside of the Summer Stage concert area, which is part of the LAMC, the Latin Alternative Music Conference, where for 4 days, you and I have been sitting here at a table collecting CDs from bands that we already know, bands we don't know, and just meeting people and networking.
Yeah, it's been really exciting. I would say that this year, it's to me at least, it's been more about the new discoveries and about the artists that have dropped off really great music in our hands. That for me, that was even more important than the live performances.
And what's striking to me is that a lot of the bands paid their own way to get here, from far away and from other countries. They paid their own way to get here just for the opportunity to network. And I have to say that I think overall it's a very nice thing to have a conference like this once a year, where again you can take care of business. Promoters are here, record producers are here, bands are here. But it's more like this very nice communal celebration of this Latin alternative aesthetic from all over Latin America and Europe. And that kind of celebration is a lot of fun.
It is. And I saw that you brought one band called Guillotine.
Guillotine Cuts. They brought me a CD, and it was one of those instances where the cover intrigued me because one of the guys is holding a zither, which is like a stringed instrument, like an auto harp. You play it sitting across your lap, and I'm, okay, what kind of music is this? He says, it's remixes. And I said, with the zither? He said, yeah. I said, okay, let's check it out. And this is a cut called Alamo.
Soplas,
So even though we did get a lot of great new music in the form of CDs and people just came over and dropped it in our hands, there were a lot of really good performances. And I would say this year at the Latin Alternative Music Conference, the talk of the town, the buzz was about Astro, the Chilean band.
And what were people saying?
Well, you know, Astro has been around, I think, for a few years now, and to me, their record, I think, yeah, NPR voted it one of the best albums of the year last year. They had a great record. To me, seeing Astro this year was kind of a testament to the idea that bands get better when they tour. Bands have to tour. Because I remember the first time I saw, sorry, I think I swallowed a mosquito.
I think you did. Go ahead and cough. I saw it floating around. I saw it floating around and then all of a sudden it disappeared.
So, sorry. So basically I saw Astro at Vive Latino in Mexico about a year ago. And I will say honestly that I was a little disappointed. I didn't think they were that good live. And the record was one of my favorite records. And maybe it was that they were trying to emulate that same exact sound that they had on their album on stage. But it was so cool to watch them this time around, a year later, and they were excellent. I mean, they've obviously been touring a lot, polishing their live act, and they are so good. It's just, you know, you got to give bands a chance to mature and to just get better, and they're growing. They're really good. So
that's what struck me also about this, seeing some of these performances and collecting this music, is that the music, a lot of these bands are so young. You know, maybe they have, maybe there's one band out there that has 10 years doing this, that was part of this festival or this conference. But it is so young, and we're able to catch these guys as they develop. And that's a lot of fun to watch them. Like you said, watch them change and watch them grow.
Let's listen to an Astro song I love called Colombo.
Yeah.
some of the songs in Astro's performances didn't—they were songs from the album, but they didn't sound exactly the same, which I thought was pretty cool in the way they did a different arrangement and changed the sound just slightly. And some of the other bands did that too. But it's a chance to move outside of the studio and develop and do what they do live on stage, like you said.
Yeah, and I think they really got that this time around. I think that time that I saw them at Vive Latino, it sounded like they were trying to do the same exact thing as they'd done in the studio. And, you know, a lot of times, especially if your band is synth-heavy and electronica-heavy, that, you know, sometimes that gets lost in an open stage, especially if it's a very open, like a park. To me, it blew me away to see them acoustic. They're so good.
Look who walked by.
Hey, Dave. Oh, so we tweeted to our listeners, and you guys should follow us on NPR, on our Twitter, Alt Latino. We tweeted to different listeners to stop by, and here's one listener of the show, Dave Sandoval.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Dave is also a musician with the band Del Exilio, a great, great album he put out recently, and we were happy to play on the show. We've been hanging out at a couple of shows and looking at a couple of different bands. So what were your impressions of, overall impressions of some of the stuff that you've seen so far?
There was a lot of great stuff, you know, going from the more traditional, but really the band that blew me away this year was Astro.
I was just talking about that. Yeah.
They were completely different, new sound, you know, kind of pushing the boundaries, and that's what we always come to LAMC to check out, people pushing those boundaries and new sounds.
Do you come every year looking for new bands or just to check up on your favorite bands?
Well, it's everything, you know. I mean, there's discovery, but then, you know, there's always old favorites. I mean, it's a really cool community, the creative energies here, you know, just getting inspired, hearing new things, and then going back to those favorites that you love that always just, you know, get you right in the stomach.
Let me ask you about that, because as a musician, because you've been playing music for a while and you've been part of this community, this scene for a while, when you come here, do you have a sense of camaraderie, like people supporting you and you supporting other musicians when you come here?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, some of my greatest musical collaborations have come out of this conference. Just, you know, seeing people year after year, the same vibe, you know, the same kind of familiar faces as well as new ones. I mean, you start to recognize people. You start to, you know, feel a little bit of the sense of community, even though you have people from Chile, Argentina, and, you know, right here in New York. It's still, we're all united by this one kind of love of the music.
So we're outside of the gate here at Summer Stage, and Carla Morrison... who else is playing tonight?
Julieta Venegas.
Yeah.
And Alex Edwater.
Yeah.
So, who are you here to see?
Well, I'm here to see them all. Like they said, you know, Carla and Julieta are always old favorites. But last year was when the first time I heard Alex Edwater and yeah, at one of the showcases. And this is exactly what I'm talking about. You saw him last year at a showcase for a very short time, and now we're going to see him blow up in Central Park Summer Stage. So it's a really cool progression.
Great, man. Have a good time. Thanks for stopping by.
That was Dave Sandoval from the band Del Exilio.
Thanks, Dave.
And he stopped by to say hi.
See you, man.
That's so cool.
Thanks.
How you doing, Felix?
We're doing okay. It's a little warm here in Central Park.
Well,
it's a little humid.
Well, I just swallowed a mosquito. Yeah. Well, I'm still recovering.
You still, but it's protein. It works.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm going to continue with a track from an album that somebody dropped off. This is from Natalia Lafourcade.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And she's an established artist, and she's been doing this for a while. And she put out an album in Mexico, and it's going to have a U.S. release coming up this month. It's a tribute to the Mexican composer Agustin Lara. And the album is called Mujer Divina. And this track is called Imposible. And it's an album that I really, really fell in love with.
Sé que es imposible que me quieras, que tu amor para mí fue pasajero y que cambias tus besos por dinero, envenenando así mi corazón. Es imposible que me quieras, que tu amor para mí
fue pasajero y que cambias tus besos por dinero, envenenando así mi corazón.
That was Natalia Lafourcade doing an Agustin Lara song. Agustin Lara is, in case for listeners who don't know, is a legendary Mexican composer who wrote so many songs that are now standards now. It's hard to even imagine that he wrote something that someone doesn't like to sing. He sang his own songs, but of course other people have interpreted his music. And this album that Natalia has done is a tribute and does different versions in different duets with different singers. And it's a very good record. And like I said, she's an established artist. She's been doing this for a while, and she has a specific artistic vision. And it's someone that we've been watching and we really like.
And I should say, she wants to do a guest DJ with Alt Latino.
And we're going to set it up. We really want to do it. Okay, what'd you bring next?
Well, next up, I brought one of the first artists I saw live when I got here to New York a few days ago. His name is Esteban. And it's a play on his actual birth name, which is Esteban. But Esteban, so this is funny, Esteban in Spanish means this dude. And people kept coming up to me and being like, oh man, did you hear Esteban? He's really good. I saw Esteban, and I'm like, ¿cuál man? Like, what dude are you talking about? Who? But anyway, it's Esteban. He's from Colombia. And he had, I got a couple of tracks by him. He's collaborated with Andrea Echeverri from Aterciopelados. But the track I loved was Pobre Corazón. So here's Esteban doing Pobre Corazón, or My Poor Heart.
Está muerto de dolor. su bastón solo quiere palpitar. Ay, como dice una canción que se baila sin lección, y es verdad, I will survive.
We're going to follow up with a track of mine. This is from Cunhal. That's the name of the band. And this track is called La Carrera, and the album is called Los Testigos.
The Witnesses.
Empieza con dolor de ira, el viento implora a todos a volar. Muchos en sus puestos no se mueven con su gesto, y desde lejos parecieran regresar. Otro sorprendido, lo difícil que ha extendido, y en rodillas cana lágrimas soltar. Algunos olvidados por la risa del soldado, levantados con los gritos del jamás. Pestañas rompe viento con su aliento, y ya ni el miedo los detiene, en rumbo van. Era inevitable los detalles de la calle, y como leña no deja el fuego apagar. Todos lentos, muy contentos, recordando los momentos que aún nos llevan en su palpitar. Llega libre en las esquinas, riña que aquí no termina, si mañanas otros correrán.
Walking by right now is New York Times arts reporter John Perellis. John, how are you, man?
Well, a little disappointed, actually. There's supposed to be a storm coming, so they have canceled or postponed the summer stage concert that I was here to see. I was here to see Julieta Venegas and Carla Morrison, and poor Alex Ann Walter from Chile got to do one song, and they shut him down.
Oh, no. What a drag. No. So they're going to postpone it till later?
It's up in the air, I guess, with the clouds.
Oh, what a drag.
How are you doing?
So I've seen you in a couple of different venues so far this week. You know, who have you seen that you've liked, and what did you think?
Actually, the show at the Gramercy, which was all the alternative indie bands, was just a knockout for almost from end to end. La Vida Boheme from Venezuela, Natalia Lafourcade. Well, how's my pronunciation?
Very good, man. Very
Lafourcade,
good. Yeah.
Was wonderful. And Astro from Chile, which I hadn't seen, was this sort of funny, hippie, floaty, electronic, ecstatic experience that I liked a lot.
Yeah, John, I have to say that reading your stuff over the years, you know, you're very knowledgeable about the music in ways that other people just don't seem to get, you know. And I'm wondering just how did you find your way to the music? I mean, how did you get an intro to this stuff?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I probably, like everything else I do, I blundered my way. It sounded good. I followed it. I mean, it's really as simple as that. I studied Spanish in high school, maybe, so I have a little bit of a grip on the lyrics. Which helps, because a lot of these acts are very poetic, and you don't know that unless you can understand what they're singing. But mostly it sounded good, and also I hate boundaries. I hate cultural boundaries. I love to cross borders, and I love to see people who bring some of where they came from and who look out to the world and add something. So when I hear that, I'm drawn to it, and that's in Brazilian music, and that's in Arabic music, and that's in Latin alternative rock, and that's across the board. I just like the hybrids. I like the thought of cultures talking to one another.
It's a great thought, man. Thank you for that. Yeah. Hey, man, thanks for stopping by. We just snagged you as you walked by, but thanks a lot. We'll see you at the next show sometime, I'm sure.
Well, I hope we're not rained out today.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
See you.
Next up, This artist gave me her CD. Her name is Eleanor Dubinsky. And it mysteriously disappeared from my hotel room. And now I see it's on your list of favorites. Well, what happened?
Well, here's the deal. Like, Eleanor, we've played Eleanor in the show before. When she dropped off the CDs again,
Stuttering a lot.
Somehow it ended up in my stack that I took to my room.
Somehow you got into my hotel room.
No.
Because I'm also missing makeup.
Now you know it's not me, because I always bring my own makeup. Okay, TMI, TMI.
But tell me about...
Eleanor is an artist that we've played on the show before, and I think I got her CD last year at LAMC. And this is, it's an album that she put out in 2012. And I just wanted to play it again because it's an instance where, you know, she's using her culture in a way that's mixed with jazz, that's mixed with, like, contemporary sounds that just is so striking. Her voice is unmistakable. And just left a very, very big impression. And I just wanted to bend the rules a little bit and play her again this year because she was part of a movement, I think, that featured female vocalists this year that were just so amazing. And we're going to speak again about that in a second. But I think there was a trio of female vocalists this year that really knocked me out. And Eleanor, again, was one of those.
You did send me a text at like 3 a.m. I was trying to get my 2 hours of sleep. And you were like, oh, my God. This Eleanor Dubinsky album. And I'm like, wait a minute. Where's my Eleanor Dubinsky album?
Okay, I'm busted. I'm guilty. Okay. And this track, which one are you going to play?
Well, how about...
I was going to play the track Je de Deux.
Oh,
okay,
my
yeah,
God.
My French, right?
Here.
Right.
Et nous jouons le jeu le jardin. Là, le jardin de...
Oh, look at this. Okay, everybody gather around. Come on, everybody stand right here. Okay, so unfortunately the concert has been canceled or postponed because of rain and it hasn't started yet, but people are walking by. Hopefully it'll start up again, but we're getting some people walking by as a result of the tweets. So, okay, so who do we have here?
Joel Socarras from Brooklyn, Puerto Rico.
Hey, Teresa Caro de Puerto Rico.
Viviana Solorzano, Ecuador, New York.
Henry Solorzano, Nicaragua, República Dominicana, in New York.
Guys, what did you? What a disappointment! This show's not going to happen.
Huge disappointment. I mean, we were there to see Julieta and Carla and Alex. We just got to hear Alex one song, and then everybody had to clear out and leave.
Yeah. Have you guys been seeing LAMC shows throughout the week? And who did you see and what'd you like very quickly?
Yeah.
We saw Astro. It was amazing.
Yeah, we were there. Yeah. We were there too.
We saw all night long. Astro, we saw Fofé y Los Fetiches, also from Puerto Rico.
Amazing.
He was amazing.
Yes.
What's the Fofé y Los Fetiches song we should play on the show?
Oof.
The one that he opened.
¿Cómo se llama?
With?
Oh,
I have no idea.
Barquito de papel.
No, that.
¿No te gusta Barquito de papel?
No, that.
Okay.
They're like Jasmine and Felix.
We have an issue here. Apparently.
Okay, the one song you should not play because she hates it is called Tetas Ortopédicas.
Oh, that
was a great one.
No,
that one was great.
No.
Orthopedic boobs.
I hate it.
That's a no.
That was our first experience of him. I've never heard him before. This is the first time seeing him. Yeah. And I heard the song. I was like, wait, he's singing. No, he is singing. I was like, he's singing that song. Yeah.
He's gesturing. Yes.
Definitely.
He's such a
stage presence, though.
He is amazing
stage presence.
What a performer. Wow.
Actually, he was not himself. No, he's more energetic usually.
Oh, maybe. More?
Like, he doesn't look like someone, like the way he looked like, I didn't expect to be what he was when he performed. And
no,
then he like totally surprised
voice.
Me. It was wild.
Because
he looked like he was in a suit, sort of like a suit, bald. Like he didn't look, he looked.
But if you saw like a tattoo in the head.
We were on the other side of the stage, so I didn't see his head till he turned around.
Super
like,
villain.
Oh, okay.
Like.
Oh my God, we got to get you guys to the studio sometime, man. This is awesome. Hey guys, thanks so much for stopping by, man.
Thanks so much.
This is really cool. Thank you. Okay, since they couldn't decide what they wanted to hear, let's hear Fofé y Los Fetiches doing No Quiero Ser Tú.
No me puedo defender, eres tan grande que tu lado ya no soy. Cuando estoy contigo no me puedo defender, me hago pequeño. Tienes tanta personalidad, un embrujo que enloquece a los demás. Y cualquier habitación es muy grande para ti, para mí, junto a ti, junto a mí, para ti. Lo que la gente oculta. Puedes destrozar lo que cada cual cree que es. Tienes tanta personalidad, un embrujo que enloquece a los demás. Y cualquier habitación es muy grande para ti, para mí, junto a ti, junto a mí. No quiero serlo.
You brought another track. What are we going to hear?
So I found, I mean, by the end of the conference, I had in my hotel room kind of like this fortress of new records that I started going through. I haven't gone through all of them, actually, so I'm going to definitely be bringing a lot more new music from this conference to our upcoming shows. So I brought something by a woman named Rosa Diaz, and the album is called Whim, and I've been trying to research her online. She's so mysterious. I don't know anything about her. All I know is she's based in Philadelphia. And hopefully I'll find out a little more about her for the purposes of our website, which is npr.org/altlatino. But I will say this. This is what I do know about Rosa Diaz. She has a beautiful voice. It's a very minimalistic arrangement, but her voice is an instrument in itself. And it's a gorgeous album. And I want to play a song called Not So Bad.
Like I said, this seems to be the year of female vocalists, maybe. You know, because we also saw Natalia Clavier. I saw her do a small little performance in one of this conference rooms. Our friend Gina Chavez from Austin, Texas, dropped off some tracks that she's working on. It's going to be out later in the fall. Another great, beautiful voice and some very, very great music that's going to come out. So maybe this is the year of the female, strong female vocalist, because we're going to end the show today with an artist that I found.
No.
I knew you were going to say. I knew you were going to argue.
Okay, let me just remind you. Let me take you back. Why don't you hop into my time machine?
Okay.
Let me take you back to, like, a few months ago. I brought an artist whose name is Irene Diaz. And I actually, I do want to say, so I get a lot of press releases for concerts and parties I can't go to because they're in other countries or in other cities. And I open them anyway. And sometimes I just browse through these amazing artists that I can't see live. And I feel really lucky. I mean, I do feel really lucky that I opened this invitation for a party in Los Angeles in which Irene Diaz was going to be featured.
That's a nice story if it was true, because that's exactly what I did. I'm the one who found her and found the announcement for the concert, because I brought it to you. I said, listen to this voice. And I remember you being, wow, Felix, great find.
Yeah.
Wow, where did you find her?
I remember you saying, Jasmine, you're so brilliant. We should call this show Jazz Latino.
Either
and
way.
I remember you saying I should get a raise.
Okay, let's share credit on this one, because you know every year I think we always come away with one artist who just blows us away in one way or another, but this is the year that we're both blown away by even Irene Diaz, even though we've heard her before. This is from the new album I Love You Madly. It's an EP actually. It features Irene Diaz on vocals, guitar, and piano, and also Carolyn Cardosa on ukulele.
Honey, you've got all my love. days, and I'll come for you every which way.
Well, that's all we have for now. Like I said, we both have a huge stack of CDs and samples we still have to go through. So we're definitely going to be bringing more new discoveries from the Latin Alternative Music Conference to upcoming shows.
One of the things that I was thinking about earlier in the week, because I got a chance to go see at Lincoln Center the Arturo Ferro's Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra, and they were playing music from the 40s and the 50s, from the Palladium era, and it was all big band mambo, and it was amazing. I love that music. It's part of my DNA. It sounds as cutting edge now as it did back then. Machito, Tito Puente, Tito Rodriguez, in fact, Tito Rodriguez Jr. performed with them, but it really got me very philosophical in thinking about the music that we hear and which artists will last that long. Hmm. And which artists will last beyond 10 years, beyond their early adulthood into their 30s and their 40s. And I think that that's what's so healthy about this scene, is that there are so many who are just getting started and are already at these amazing levels and will just get better and better. So it's so exciting to be part of this and so exciting to present this music to you guys. So you can hear the songs that we play today in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook.
Oh, and by the way, we just heard the concert's been rescheduled for later on this afternoon, so we'll still get to see all three acts on the summer stage here at Central Park.
And like I've said before, this is Alt Latino.
Oh, man.
I'm Jasmine Garth.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
I'm going to go wash that mosquito down.